This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Nursing homes have been disproportionately affected by the coronavirus. Collectively, they account for almost 62% of all COVID-19-related deaths in Massachusetts. But one thing we haven't known until now is where specifically those deaths have occurred. Reporters have been asking the health department for this information for weeks, and state officials have now finally released it. Here to help break down the new information is WBUR's Miriam Wasser. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Lisa.
What do the new numbers tell us?
Well, they certainly paint a clearer picture of how the coronavirus has affected some nursing homes a lot more than others. So the data looks at 319 nursing homes. Only 33 of those facilities had no deaths at all, while 19 of them had over 30 deaths. And to break that down even further, there were 5 nursing homes that had more than 50 deaths each.
More than 50 deaths each, which is a rather staggering figure.
It is. And I think what's really striking to me is that it kind of makes the outbreak at the Holyoke Soldiers Home seem a little bit less like an anomaly. If you recall, there have been 76 veterans who have died there from the virus, and it's gotten a lot of international attention. But there are nursing homes in Longmeadow, Lawrence, and Medford that have also had at least 60 residents die.
Do we know why some nursing homes have been hit harder than others?
We really don't. It could be that some places didn't have the right personal protective equipment for staff, or it could be the layout of the facility. It could also just be bad luck. I think this is the sort of thing that academics will study in the future, and it's frustrating, but unfortunately we can't answer it right now.
What about testing? We spoke last week, and you said at the time there was a deadline to test all residents and staff at nursing homes.
Right. This past Monday was the testing deadline.
Remind us why the state asked nursing homes to test everybody?
So almost exactly a month ago, Governor Charlie Baker announced that the state would make $130 million available to nursing homes that met 2 criteria. The first thing was that they had to pass a health and safety audit, which is an ongoing thing. And then the other was that they had to do near universal testing. So basically, nursing homes had to test at least 90% of all residents and staff by Monday if they wanted to qualify for that extra money.
And how many met the target?
Most of them, actually. Out of the 360 nursing homes that they listed, only 10 didn't complete the testing. And of those, a handful weren't able to test all staff, and a few missed the deadline entirely. But when I talk to public health experts, they keep saying that the key to containing the coronavirus outbreak in nursing homes is ongoing testing, not just one-time testing. Right, because someone could test negative for the virus today and then contract it tomorrow.
So is the state going to commit to ongoing frequent testing?
It actually seems that way. Governor Charlie Baker just said about an hour ago that the state's nursing home testing plans for moving forward will include both diagnostic testing, which is what they had just been doing, and blood tests for antibodies. Baker didn't give us much in the way of details, but when our colleague Steve Brown asked if the state would fund the testing, Baker said yes. So I will definitely be on the lookout for more details from this program.
Thank you. WBUR's Miriam Wasser, who covers nursing homes for the station. Thanks again.
Anytime, Lisa.